I think we should let members have a look at the pages you refer to and perhaps just ask if there are any questions to be asked. So which pages do you indicate?
Pages 5 to 8 of our report.
Yes, that is indeed what concerns cooperation with other organizations. I invite comments to that part of the Scientific Committee report. Questions? You also have the report about cooperation with other organizations, that is paper IWC54/10, which I would also like to open for possible questions or comments before I close this agenda item. Australia, please.
Can I just clarify? I missed what you were saying there. You're talking about the report on the Conference of Responsible Fisheries?
And COFI?
Yep. In that case...
Yes, please, okay. Go ahead.
I'd just like to note that the paragraph of the Reykjavik Declaration that Japan... has quoted or in the report has been selectively quoted and actually reads in full, affirming that incorporation of ecosystem considerations implies more effective conservation of the ecosystem and sustainable use and an increased attention to interactions such as predator-prey relationships among different stocks and species of living marine resources. And the bit that is left out is the following: furthermore, that it entails an understanding of the impact of human activities on the ecosystem, including the possible structural distortions they can use in the ecosystem. Furthermore, the COFI paragraph 39, which is reads, many members requested FAO to conduct studies on the relationship between marine mammals and fisheries. What is missing is the following. Other members, however, commented on the issues and complexity of ecosystem-based fisheries management, urging that caution be exercised in drawing definitive conclusions with respect to the impact of predator-prey relationships on fisheries, as a number of environmental and human factors also contributed to the status of particular fisheries. And then the paragraph is completed by the committee agreed that such studies and reviews by FAO should be conducted to encompass these characteristics, in particular interaction between marine mammals and fisheries. Chair, I'd suggest that selective quotation of the declaration, the report, is not quotation, but is actually distortion. Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't think everybody could follow what you were talking about. It is paper IWC54/10, Annex 1, as I understand it. Annex I, sorry. that you think is not completely okay because it is selective citing. Okay, we take note of that suggestion. Japan, please.
どうも議長ありがとうございます。私がこの FAO の水産委員会の議長をしまして、このレイキャビックデクラレーションの作成の過程にも参加しましたものですから、自分では正確な報告をしたはずつもりでございますけれども、必要な人はですね、このレイキャビックデクラレーションだとかCOFIのレポートをですね、見ていただければそれで十分かと思います。必要な人は日本の代表団のところに来てください。
Well, thank you, Chair. I'm the Chair of the Commission on Fisheries of the FAO, and I was also I was also involved in the process of the preparations of the Reykjavik Declaration, so I thought I had a correct account of what was said, and I thought that I reported accurately. So those of you who are interested, I have a copy of the Reykjavik declarations and report of the Commission on Fisheries. So if you are interested, please contact the Japanese delegation for a copy. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. I think we should take note of these different views and note that the website is mentioned on the page and perhaps refer interested members to that. Thank you very much. I then close agenda item 14, except the two resolutions that we still have outstanding. I would suggest to do that, but I first take Norway. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you close this agenda item, I'd like to call your attention to the cooperation between the IWC and an organization which is not mentioned in this document, IWC 5410, for the very reason that that organization has not had a meeting during last year, so there was no report from an observer. Now, the organization I'm referring to is perhaps the most important one with regard to the contacts between the IWC and other organizations, and it is the Conference on International Trade in Endangered Species, the CITES. The reason why I'm mentioning this, Mr. Chairman, is that there is a meeting of the Conference of the Parties of CITES in Santiago de Chile in November this year. There's going to be a meeting, and at that meeting the IWC is going to be represented, presumably by its chairman or by another person who is going to report from the IWC. The importance of this is obvious, Mr. Chairman, but I'll repeat it since I participated at the previous Conference of the Parties of CITES in Nairobi 2 years ago, where the report from the IWC chairman at that time was one of the major inputs to the discussion and the subsequent decision on the downlisting proposal of the East Atlantic and Central Atlantic minke whales. At that meeting, Mr. Chairman, the then chairman of the IWC presented a report which gave a rather incorrect picture of the status of the RMS process. I'm not inferring that he did anything out of anything that what he reported was not done in good faith, but those who were present noticed that he, and I cannot quote the exact words, but he conveyed a message that the RMS process was on the brink of being completed. It would be completed by the next Conference of Parties, and for that reason, and that was understood by the CITES participating countries, one should not take a decision on the downlisting proposal of the minke whale, since in any case the IWC would put its house in order in time for the next Conference of Parties. As we all now know by now, Mr. Chairman, that was not the case, and it certainly isn't the case. So I would take this opportunity to remind this Commission that the report it is going to present to the Conference of the Parties at the COP12 in Santiago will have to take note of the actual and factual situation so that members and parties to the CITES will not be misled when making the decision on the proposals which may be submitted to them concerning the listing of the cetaceans. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. You are getting very close to the resolution that I did not intend to take up, which is a resolution regarding IWC and CITES. So I would rather like not to entertain this discussion now. But I have Netherlands and then Japan. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the frame of the remark of my distinguished colleague, the Commissioner of Norway, I would like maybe also to mention that there's no report on meetings of ASCOBANS, which we consider very important in the work regarding the work of the IWC. However, there will be an advisory committee meeting in Gothenburg, Sweden, to which an observer of IWC will go. Thank you very much.
Japan, please.
排泄の関連についてですね、申し上げたいと思います。排泄は国際条約に基づきまして、 北太平洋沿岸の6カ国が署名した国際学術組織であります。
I would like, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to comment on PISIS, North Pacific Science Organization, which is based upon the international convention signed by six coastal nations of the North Pacific. So this is an academic organization based upon the convention.
近年この会議においても海洋生態系の解明と保全のためには鯨類を含む工事捕食者の 食地位や食物消費量の解明が重要であることが認識されております。パイセス内部には工事捕食者を専門に検討するグループが設置されており、その報告書には工事捕食者が多くの食物を消費しているとともに多くの海域において基礎データが欠落し、そのデータギャップを埋めるべきことが指摘されております。
Well, recently at the meetings of this PISIS, they have recognized that this elucidating this food consumed by the predators in the high order of the food web is very important matter to be studied and so forth, studied and so on and so on and so forth. And so a group has been established to consider this matter, especially the predators in the higher order of the food web.And the report also indicates that those predators actually consume a lot of amount of food or feed, and then still the basic data are lacking in many waters concerned. So it is pointed out that the data gap needs to be filled.
今後この点に関してパイセスの加盟諸国の努力を期待したいところでありますが、この面においても我が国のジャルパン2計画、先ほど説明したジャルパン2計画が必要とされる要因の一つであるということを指摘しておきたいと思います。
So, we are looking forward to the further efforts to be exerted by the member countries of the PISIS in the future, and that I would like to point out that that is one of the reasons why that Japan 2 plan is really needed.
Thank you, Japan. I wonder if we should try to find observers from, from IWC to make report from some of these mentioned organizations. Askubans, for instance. Judy, please. Chair Scientific Committee, please.
The Scientific Committee does have observers to these organizations, and in fact, we decided just this year that we would include PISIS and also the Eastern Caribbean Cetacean Commission among the organizations that we routinely include reports from in this document. And Kato is our observer to PISIS, and Rambly, our observer to ECO.
What about Ascobans?
I think, let's see, Ascobans Reinders is our observer there, and Donovan will represent the scientific committee at the first meeting of the Acobams scientific committee. Acobams, however it's pronounced.
Thank you, Chair. I think we are covered on this aspect then. UK, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like, if I may, to react quite shortlyto the remarks made by both Norway and Japan. As far as the statement by the distinguished delegate of Norway is concerned, Commissioner for Norway is concerned, I fully agree that it's absolutely essential that CITES should be left in no doubt as to what the state of negotiations is on the RMS. So I hope that in presenting that state to CITES, whoever represents the IWC will make it clear that the proposal that we debated first this afternoon on the RMS is completely inadequate and demonstrates a quite clear lack of political commitment towards producing a transparent and credible RMS. As regards the statement by the Distinguished Commissioner for Japan, I find it entirely regrettable.That Japan is quite willing to go around the world to other fora, putting forward entirely spurious claims about whales eat fish, but but is not prepared to contribute to an IWC workshop on the subject. I don't know what conclusion I should draw from that, Mr. Chairman, but I've had occasion to remark before about the lack of engagement in this process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Antigam Barbuda, please.
Mr. Chair, I sit here and listen with consternation to the Honourable Representative from the United Kingdom. These are the type of division that we are trying to avoid in this organisation. I sit here and I heard Japan said clearly that they're willing to participate in a workshop, but the time is just not convenient. And for the Honourable Representative from UK to sit there and put a spin, I don't want to say lie about this matter. I don't want to say that. But it was so clear that Japan did not claim that they would not attend no workshop. The time is just not convenient. We're wasting our time here tonight. It's so late in the night. We can avoid those type of accusations and so that this meeting can continue smoothly, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Antigam Barbuda. With that, I would like to close agenda item 14, accept outstanding resolutions.